IELTS 14. Tests 1 to 4. Published by Cambridge University Press and Uccles 2019. This recording is copyright. CD 2. Test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a man phoning the customer services manager of a hotel to get information about holding a conference there. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Flanders Conference Hotel.
Oh, hi. I wanted to ask about conference facilities at the hotel. Have I come through to the right person?
Mm-hmm, you have. I'm the customer services manager. My name's Angela.
The name of the customer services manager is Angela. So Angela has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Flanders Conference Hotel.
Oh, hi. I wanted to ask about conference facilities at the hotel. Have I come through to the right person?
Mm-hmm, you have. I'm the customer services manager. My name's Angela. So, how can I help you?
Well, I'm calling from Barrett & Stanson's. We're a medical company based in Perth.
Oh, yes?
And we're organising a conference for our clients to be held in Sydney. It'll be held over 2 days, and we're expecting about 50 or 60 people.
When were you thinking of having it?
Sometime early next year, like the end of January. It'd have to be a weekend.
Let me see. Our conference facilities are already booked for the weekend beginning January the 28th. We could do the first weekend in February.
How about January the 21st?
I'm afraid that's booked too.
Well, let's go for the February date then.
So, that's the weekend beginning the 4th.
Okay. Now, can you tell me a bit about what conference facilities you have?
Sure. So, for talks and presentations, we have the Tesla Room.
Sorry?
Tesla. That's spelled T-E-S-L-A. It holds up to 100 people and it's fully equipped with a projector and so on.
How about a microphone?
Yes, that'll be all set up ready for you. And there'll be one that members of the audience can use too, for questions if necessary.
Fine. And we'll also need some sort of open area where people can sit and have a cup of coffee. And we'd like to have an exhibition of our products and services there as well, so that'll need to be quite a big space.
Mm-hmm, that's fine. There's a central atrium with all those facilities, and you can come before the conference starts if you want to set everything up.
Great. And I presume there's Wi-Fi?
Oh, yes. That's free and available throughout the hotel.
Okay.
Would you also like us to provide a buffet lunch? We can do a two-course meal with a number of different options.
What sort of price are we looking at for that?
Well, I can send you a copy of the standard menu. That's $45 per person. Or you can have the special for $25 more.
I think the standard should be okay, but yes, send me the menu.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, we're also going to need accommodation on the Saturday night for some of the participants. I'm not sure how many, but probably about 25. So, what do you charge for a room?
Well, for conference attendees, we have a 25% reduction. So, we can offer you rooms at $135. Normally, a standard room's $180.
And does that include breakfast?
Sure. And, of course, guests can also make use of all the other facilities at the hotel. So we've got a spa where you can get massages and facials and so on. And there's a pool up on the roof for the use of guests.
Oh, great. Now, what about transport links? The hotel's downtown, isn't it?
Yes. It's about 12 kilometres from the airport, but there's a complimentary shuttle bus for guests, and it's only about 10 minutes' walk from the central railway station.
OK. Now, I don't know Sydney very well. Can you just give me an idea of the location of the hotel?
Well, it's downtown on Wilby Street. That's quite a small street, and it's not very far from the sea. And, of course, if the conference attendees want to go out on their Saturday evening, there's a huge choice of places to eat. Then, if they want to make a night of it, they can go on to one of the clubs in the area. There are a great many to choose from.
OK. So, if we go ahead with this, can you give me some information about how much we're looking at?
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.